It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Let's see what's troubling the McGees tonight before we get into our story.
McGee, what on earth were you crawling around our car for?
I was only looking it over, giving it a little checkup. Everybody ought to do that once in a while.
On their hands and knees?
Either that or you lift your car up with one hand and check it with the other.
McGee, you're just trying to be funny. But speaking of getting things checked, let's get our prudential agent over here to check over our insurance policies.
That's right. They're giving a lot of extra service during this annual policyholders month. I wonder just what can change in a policy during the year.
Well, nothing changes in the policy, McGee. We change. Lots of things happen in a year, just like Social Security benefits were revised recently.
That's right.
So, prudential agents want to help you make sure your insurance is just the way you want it.
And that's right, folks. To make sure your insurance is geared to serve you the way you want it to in 1955, get together with your prudential agent this month. Let him give you a free life insurance checkup.
Fibber is right, friends. Why don't you call your prudential agent tomorrow? This is the sixth day of the McGee Gamble Dieting Contest to see who can lose the most weight. And if you were able to eavesdrop on the contestants, you'd hear reactions like this from Mr. McGee.
One place I know I'm lighter, and that's in the head, from lack of food. Living on skimmed water, dehydrated parsley sprigs, and pureed rutabagas has got me dizzy.
From Mrs. McGee.
I cook and I cook and I cook these strange non-fattening dishes, and then I eat and I eat and I eat, and my stomach keeps telling me nothing.
And from Dr. Gamble.
The longer the belt line, the shorter the lifeline. You have simply got to control the apostat in the hypothalamus near the pituitary gland, or you will wind up a tragedy in tallow, I keep telling myself. Oh, am I hungry.
Well, at least they haven't much longer to go. In fact, Mrs. McGee is saying to Mr. McGee right now.
Cheer up, dearie, cheer up. Another 24 hours of this and you can eat anything you want, if you can afford it.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind being on this diet, Molly, if I didn't get so dad-ratted hungry.
Well, the worst part of it to me is the agreement we made not to weigh ourselves till the contest is over. I don't know whether I'm losing weight or how much or if I'm even.
I've lost plenty of weight this week myself. I can tell. Although I don't know if it's worth the battle, the way I suffer. If it wasn't for that $10 of yours and the 10 of Doc's that I'm going to pick up when we weigh in tomorrow and I'm the guy with the most lost weight, I'd quit.
So would we all, I expect. Listen, don't be too sure you're going to win, my boy. I may just win that myself. Also, Dr. Gamble thinks he's going to be the winner.
Doc hasn't lost an ounce.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell about him.
Yeah, you're right at that. A guy that big could drop 40 pounds and you wouldn't know it till he got on the scale.
That's what I mean.
Doggone it, if there was just some way I could stuff Doc full of mashed potatoes at dinner tonight while I sat here and didn't get hungry.
Oh, that'll be the day. The day you're not hungry for dinner. Diet or no diet, that'll be the day.
Archer, boy!
You want to check the groceries? I've got to go upstairs and sort the laundry.
Okay, kiddo. Just wish there was some way I could keep from getting so dad-ratted hungry.
Hello there, Johnny. I put your groceries on the sink.
Oh, thanks, old-timer.
Don't take long to deliver the stuff you kids eat these days, since you all went on that diet, Johnny. How are you making out?
Frankly, I'm starving. I could eat the tread off a Sherman tank right now.
No, I know what you mean, son. My girlfriend, Bessie, she went on a diet right after Christmas. Still on it. She takes pills, though.
Pills? What kind of pills?
Oh, to cut down her appetite.
Yeah?
Whenever she gets hungry, instead of a few steaks drowned with onions or a Boston cream pie, Bessie just takes them pills.
Hey, my gosh, does it work? I never thought of that. Does it keep her from getting hungry? Does it work?
Works fine, Johnny. Only trouble is, Bessie's got so fond of them pills, she eats them like popcorn. She skips lunch and eats 3 pounds of pills and just about breaks even.
Well, what kind of pills are they? Well, what's the name of them? You know, well, where can I get some?
Sure, I got a box of them out in the truck, Johnny. Bessie asked me to get them for at Kramer's Drugstore.
Boy, oh boy, what a break. Let me have a handful, will you? Come on. I'll go out with you and get them. If I can kill this appetite of mine and skip dinner tonight while Doc and Molly eat, I'll win that bet tomorrow hand. Ah, boy, what a break this is, getting these pills from the old-timer. Ah, I feel unhungrier already, I think. I should, anyway. That's four pills I've took so far. Boy, when I sit down to dinner tonight and casually say, "You eat my share, doctor, I'm not hungry." Oh, boy, his mouth will fall open like a busted suitcase. Molly, I'll say...
Yes, dearie?
Uh-huh.
Did you call me?
Oh, no. I was just thinking, I probably won't eat any dinner tonight. Probably won't be hungry.
Are you feverish? Let me feel your forehead.
No, I feel fine. I just merely got control of my appetite, that's all. Or I will have by dinner time, I think.
Well, I'm sorry you've decided not to be hungry. We're going to do a little better for dinner tonight than we've been doing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What you having? Boiled eggs with your spinach?
No. The diet allows each of us a slice of ham, broiled and basted with pineapple juice, some vegetables, and a frozen custard tonight.
Ham?
Mm-hmm.
Custard? Oh, this is going to be tougher than I thought. I better go upstairs and take a couple more, or drink another glass of water.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
How much difference can a shampoo make in the appearance of your hair? You'll find out after your first sudsing with Dial shampoo. Because this new shampoo gives your hair that diamond sparkle look, a bright, shiny look you'll love. And with Dial shampoo, you get loads of creamy, rich, lanolated lather, too. It leaves every strand of your hair ever so soft, ever so easy to manage, even right after shampooing. Once you try a new Dial shampoo, you'll know how true this little song is.
Sparkle, sparkle, your hair too. Sparkles after Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo gets your hair clean. Dial shampoo gives your hair sheen. Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo.
Look for Dial shampoo in the unbreakable squeeze bottle at your favorite store.
I wish I'd asked the old-timer for the directions on these pills instead of just grabbing a handful. They don't seem to kill my appetite quite as dead as I thought they would. I'm still twitching a little bit. Maybe I ought to take a couple more. Just in case I don't get as unhungry as I want to get before...
Oh, McGee, has Dr. Gamble come in yet?
Oh, not yet, kiddo. He ought to be here any minute, though.
Well, dinner's almost ready. Come out and put the coffee on for me, will you?
Okay. I don't need any more of them pills. Stands to reason I can't possibly be hungry now. Already took eight of them.
The coffee pot's there on the sink.
Oh, okay. You didn't need to set three places at the dinner table, though, Molly, because nobody will be eating but you and Doc on account of... Oh, that... That's the ham cooking, huh?
Yeah, and it's driving me wild. Doesn't it smell wonderful?
Oh, I guess so, if you're hungry. Personally, I don't happen to be hungry.
Well, that's just up to you. Although, how you can resist that...
Hey, Molly, the starving physician's home and starving.
Oh, hi, Doc.
Come on out to the kitchen, Doctor. Dinner's ready to put on just as soon as you wash up.
I washed at the office and wore my rubber gloves home so I wouldn't lose any time, Molly. All I have to do is peel them off and sit down.
Well, here you can both help me carry the food in. McGee, now you take the salad. Doctor, you carry in the turnips.
All right. I'll just set the salad down in there. I'm not hungry tonight, Doc. I'm going to let you have my dinner.
Your what?
That's what he says, Doctor. Keeps sniffing the ham, claiming he hasn't any appetite, and mopping his chin.
Just using a little willpower, Doc. You eat my ham, boy. You need it.
No, thank you, my clumsy little saboteur. I'm starving, but I'll stick to the diet. I'm allowed one slice of broiled ham, and if you think I'm going to eat yours, too, and maybe lose this contest, I wish you were right, but you're not.
I think that's what he had in mind, Doctor,
sure.
Really. Here, have some salad.
Grocery boy! Social call this time.
Now, what the heck does he want? In the dining room, old-timer.
Well, hello there, kids. Hi, Doctor.
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Well, having dinner, huh? Didn't mean to drop in right at dinner time, daughter.
Oh, that's all right.
Don't want to horn in while you're eating. I'll just sit down here and watch.
Well, you might as well sit at the table.
Well, thank you, daughter. I'll take this plate here as long as you insist.
Well, who insisted?
Yeah, take McGee's place there. He's not eating. You're not hungry, he said.
Well, it don't matter. I do have a slice of that ham, daughter. Not too much salad, doctor. I want to save room for dessert. And where are you going, Johnny?
I'm going in the living room. I'll look at the paper. Not hungry.
Sorry you won't eat, dearie. Pass the ham, doctor.
There you are. You're sitting there watching them make pigs of themselves. Funny thing. I didn't know personally that I took 8 of them appetite killer pills, and therefore I can't have any appetite left. I'd swear I'm hungrier than I was before. That's impossible, though, because after all...
Daughter, that was mighty fine eating. Best ham I ever ate.
Yes, sir, for a diet dinner, that was great, Molly.
I enjoyed it.
Say, speaking of diets, funny thing happened today. My girlfriend, Bessie, she's on a diet, too.
Oh?
She takes some pills to kill her appetite, you see.
Some of those are pretty effective.
Well, sir, I picked up a box of pills for her today and took them to her, and it turned out I got the wrong kind.
What was that, old-timer? What'd you say? You did what?
I thought you were wrapped up in your paper, dearie.
The pills. What about the pills, old-timer? What'd you say?
Says I got Bessie the wrong kind. Supposed to be appetite killers, but the kind I brung her was appetite sharpeners.
What?
She took 2 of them pills, got a kind of a wild look in her eye, and started chewing the leather off the easy chair.
No.
Fortunately, I had a rump roast out in the truck, so I flung that to her and run for my life, and while she was... That's it, daughter. That's the way she looked. Same wild look Johnny's got there.
What? McGee?
Quick, daughter. Throw him a rump roast, and I'll hide the leather chair, because he took them pills, too, and no telling what he'll want to eat.
Fibber and Molly will be right back. Say, do you know that you can own a superb Crosley Super V television set with a big 21-inch screen for as little as $1.99 a week? That's right. For as little as $1.99 a week, you can own the Crosley Super V 21-inch table model that now sells for only $149.95. Yes, you can own and enjoy this big screen Super V, backed by Crosley's 34 years of leadership in electronics, plus all the fabulous features that make Crosley famous. Features like Crosley's cinema wide screen for the biggest 21-inch picture ever, Crosley's aluminized picture tube for the brightest picture in television, and Crosley's handsome, rich-looking cabinets. See the sensational Crosley Super V table model with a big 21-inch screen for only $149.95, walnut finished, as little as only $1.99 a week at your Crosley dealers tomorrow.
It was your own fault for trying to pull a fast one on Dr. Gamble, and I have no patience with you.
Yeah, but gee whiz, Molly, there wasn't any rule against taking pills to kill our appetite.
I know, but you shouldn't
have... Old-timer. That rat. Sat there and ate my slice of ham. My beautiful slice of ham. I'm starving.
Come on out to the kitchen. I've got an extra slice put away. I think you've been punished enough.
Yeah. The listeners, too. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Well, tomorrow we'll see the end of the great diet contest. Who will lose the most poundage and be the winner? Dr. Gamble, who has the most to lose? Molly, who has the best control? Or McGee, who has everything and should get rid of some of it? This is John Wall saying be sure to put your radio set on a diet of Fibber, McGee, and Molly tomorrow night at this same time. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.